And then here's the backside that has a vegetative buffer. And then here's the vegetative buffer to the east, I believe it would be. And that's what I have.
You have that other PDF that we talked about?
Oh, yep, I do have. That one?
Yeah.
Okay.
You guys have copies of that in your packets?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. So that just kind of shows the general commercial use in that area with Chateau on the Lake, Majestic Condos, commercial development that's being built there. I don't know if those are what exactly. I think those are timeshares or going in where that orange circle is there. So vast majority of that area is commercial use. And then, like you said, the home right next to ours did get approval for nightly rental about three months ago or so.
Was it approved by this board or was it approved by the Board of Adjustments? Do you recall?
Board of Adjustment, and I think they based their error on the Planning Commission. I think I included that.
Yeah,
that's what I thought. The testimony of the neighboring subdivision didn't have as much weight as the testimony of the actual subdivision.
Right.
That this one's located in.
And they have changed the restricted or covenants too, Randy.
Right. So that now, the covenants now filed with the county say that nightly rentals are acceptable in that subdivision.
Why is it here for our approval?
It's not approved now, and the Board of Adjustment sent her back to the Planning Commission for approval.
Even though it's in the covenants doesn't mean that it's okay. It still has to go through this board.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the planning special use permits are issued by the Planning Commission unless appealed.
If a subdivision has been set up to be nightly rentals, it still has to come through for each mm-hmm. nightly rental?
Yes.
Yeah, you know, for the individual one to get their Division 3 permit. Is there anyone else that has signed up to speak in favor of this? Is there anyone that signed up on it? Yes.
Hi, Gina Hills. And this has definitely been a journey. I mean, we have been at this for several months and listened to you all and, you know, figured out what do we need to do? You know, what would help us make a good decision? And so that's whenever we got out there and knocked on doors and found out what the neighbors wanted and found out what the neighbors in our specific subdivision wanted. And that's why the story just kept unfolding. And whenever we had left this group I live in the house right beside Kyla that got the nightly rental approved whenever we went to adjustments. And that's because the story just kept, you know, unfolding. And you kept saying, what, you have this, what about that? And so I'd go out again and get that and come back. And so it's really taken a while to put all this information together. But the net-net is that the subdivision was overwhelmingly supportive of nightly rentals, which is really good news. And we got everybody together from California to Wisconsin to all over the U.S. and sat down and went over the covenants and restrictions and updated it as a subdivision. So once we were able to get that updated and turned in, then that showed where the subdivision wanted to be. And then when we went outside of our subdivision to the area, that's whenever we found out that the orange circle is the parcel where the guy's building like 40 homes that are nightly rentals. And so he's, of course, in favor of it. He's well underway with that project. And then the timeshares are to the north of that off of Highway 265. And then Majestic Circle, or Majestic Estates, the condos down there, they're existing and building more. And then now the parcel between Majestic Subdivision and our subdivision, that's now for sale for commercial development as well. So it's just tons of stuff going on in that area and lots of commercial development in that space. So...
It sounds like we might be hearing from that area again. Yeah.
Yeah. There's a lot going on there.
Anything else you want to add?
Well, I just wanted to say that, of course, I'm for it. You know, I think it's great that that's what the subdivision wants, and you know, I really appreciate your feedback through the whole process. And as I, you know, put all that information together and put the story together and took it through the process here at Planning and Zoning. So I'm definitely for Kyla doing nightly rentals. It's what our subdivision wants and what we've approved as a community. So we hope that you can support us.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you. Do we have anyone signed up on it against? There's no one signed up against them. Is there any more questions that you would like to ask the developer? Or? Vic, you're thinking awful hard. You act like you're on your mind.
I think if the neighborhood is going to go for it, and the thing is, we haven't seen anybody here against it, this project, which we had in the past, and that's why we made our decisions mm-hmm. we did. I think we've got to act as for the people.
Well, would someone like to put that into a motion, or are we ready for that?
I will make a motion to accept it as written.
All right. Do I hear a second anywhere?
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? George, you got anything?
No, I'm good.
You're good. All right. It's time to take a vote then. All in favor, raise your right hand. All opposed? The motion carries. Thank you, gentlemen.
What was the count? I can't see.
Pardon?
Okay.
Unanimous.
All right.
I just want to say thank you to all of you. I appreciate it.
Okay. All right, the next one on the agenda is 1836. Why do I have to be chairman when all these names that I can't pronounce?
Altenholm.
That's what
I'll agree with.
I get
that.
Yeah. This one he's calling the Cedar Farm Estates. Farmstead, I'm sorry. This one is at not quite the corner of Jones and Siler. The applicant's seeking approval of a Division 3 special use permit to allow nightly rental for a proposed 5 or 6 bedroom single family home in the location to be 250 Siler Road. Per the assessor's information, the property is 7.7 acres in size. The property will be served by a private well and an on-site wastewater system for wastewater. Properties to the northeast and south are large residential parcels. To the west are vacant residential lots. The project received a total score of 8 on the Western Taney County Division 3 Relative Policy Score. I think our area of location of building is right in this area. They can clarify that better. This is just a concept type garage and home. A copy of the soils evaluation showing where the pits were dug. Then I took a picture right from where they had their drive where I posted the property. That's Siler Road. And now I'm looking back to the west towards Jones Road. I thank the applicant's builder and the applicants here tonight.
Where have you gone to now?
Yeah, I'm ready to turn it over to the applicant.
Well, I know you've gone back.
I'm trying to pull it up on pictometry. It takes me a second to get it pulled up in case anybody wants to look in a certain direction.
Would representative come on up, please?
Hi.
You have anything that you'd wish to add or say?
We respect the county and want to make sure we hear out any neighbors, and really went through this process looking at it from the perspective of actually we originally started, we were going to build a treehouse for my boys, And next thing you know, it turned into a cabin, and now we're asking for this approval as a way really to get a little bit larger house for my wife and I when we're not here. So we took into account noise issues. I think we laid it out such that the closest home is a football field away. So we're really trying to do everything to abide by any potential risks to the surrounding community. Mm-hmm. It's not actually in the neighborhood, so I have all the developer rights. So there's no covenants or restrictions from that perspective.
Okay, these are not built. Is that what we're saying here? They're not?
No, sir. Yeah, so actually, I've got a local builder, and he's kind of coached me and walked me through this process. So
okay.
We're ready to start building, though, as soon as possible.
I understand. Is there anybody else that's signed up to speak for this? One other person?
Just a builder,
huh?
Yeah. He's a great builder.
Well, come on forward, if you would, please.
Dan Nelson, Artisan Home Builders. And I can answer any layout questions that you would have. I talked to Scott a little bit. Can I just do some explanation? Is that okay? I did a little bit of this the last mm-hmm. meeting, but we're going to put a circle drive in there, leave about a 45-foot buffer to the road. You're really not going to, I mean, you'll see the house, but not really. When they approached me originally, they were going to, they're looking for a place to vacation themselves, which is the main thing, the nightly rentals to offset the mortgage. Eventually, he wants a shop on the property, and, you know, pretty straightforward, just a 6-bedroom, 2-story basement.
Mm-hmm.
We had the perk test done, they come back good. I've contacted a guy to drill the well and all that kind of stuff, but just want your guys' approval. That's all I got.
Okay.
Any questions for me?
Thank you, sir.
Scott, wasn't that on the corner right there you brought up before?
This?
Yeah.
This right here is approved for 6 nightly rentals. Yes, this is all approved. This is a nightly rental. It's approval. All these cabins except one or two have come through the process and been approved for nightly rental. This parcel here, and I think maybe that one and that one, and then these were the second 6 that were brought through that were denied. But yes, this one's approved, and these are all approved, and then this one was the one that came through.
Mm-hmm.
There's a second 6 from the same person.
Is that one approved by planning or BLM?
These are all approved by planning. These all were approved by planning commission. This one and these log cabins and then this 6 cabins on 12 or 14 lots. I think this was 6 cabins on 12 lots, but this one was some more lots, I think.
Sure. I just want to point out, I know some of those developments are corporate-backed. We are actually unaffiliated with those other developments, and it's just us looking to offset the mortgage.
Okay.
So you have no plan to go further and do anything other than development on the property?
Yes, sir. No, sir. Sorry. I would say other... The garage, we might not build day one based on budget, so we might build that, you know, 2-3 years down the line. I just want to make sure to point that out, that might not come day one.
Mm-hmm. Do you have anybody to speak against? No one has signed up to speak against, so. Unless someone has further questions, why?
Scott, was there not conversation on the safety on adding additional traffic on that road?
Through the board?
Yeah. During that other process?
For the 6?
Yeah.
I mean, there was conversation.